Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host for the holidays and for whenever you like, really, Jason Middleton. There's a certain something in the air these days, the orange and black, the whiff of the end of baseball season and the World Series, the beginning of the NBA season. There's even talk of Thanksgiving travel plans, which can only mean one thing, really. Holiday decorations are on sale at the corner drugstore, at Costco, just about everywhere. Seriously, I mean, really, am I the only one put off by this phenomenon of red and green before the season of orange and black and free candy has dissipated?
Deep down inside, psychologically, what it is it feels like something we value very much, which is the holiday season, is somehow being disrespected.
That's a consumer psychologist offering me, and likely you, a reason that the early start to holiday shopping can be a tad off-putting, let's call it. Now, all that said, this week we have a holiday shopping twofer. First, we'll talk with our consumer psychologist and friend of the show, Dr. Kit Yarrow. And then we'll talk with Adobe and its big data division. Adobe will help us find just where the best deals are buried and what time of the season is best to graduate from add to cart clicks to checkout clicks with our online purchases. First, let's get some consumerism group therapy.
Kit Yarrow, consumer psychologist.
Kit, it's good to meet you in person, finally.
I know, it's wonderful.
After so many years.
You're so handsome.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Goodness. I'm all giddy. Kit, you have come in here to the studio.
Yes.
And you have a new gig. You have a new thing. I love the gig economy. We like to talk about that on the show. So what's your new gig and what's your topic for your new gig?
Yes. So I'm writing a column for Time and Money magazine that's called The Science of Why We, and then fill in the blank. And I'll talk about a consumer issue and why we do that particular consumer thing.
So why we like to yell at people when they're not doing what we want them to do on a phone call about our consumer interaction?
Exactly. Why anger serves us, actually. Most people feel really guilty about anger. And yet there's some really solid reasons why we get angry when we aren't treated with respect on a service call.
That's fair enough. But, okay, let's stick closer to the bone because we do have the holidays coming up. Oh, my God. Over the weekend I was shopping. I saw a Christmas tree. And I thought to myself, could we please just get through Halloween first?
I know. And a lot of people feel like that. And you know why? Deep down inside, psychologically, what it is it feels like something we value very much, which is the holiday season, is somehow being disrespected. And it's that sense of caring, actually, for community that makes people get angry.
I can see that. And maybe that's, you know, now that we're psychoanalyzing my reaction to that. And I wasn't the only one, in fairness. I was on my Facebook feed this weekend and looking at it. And other people had noticed the same kind of thing. Is that a fair reaction for us to have? I mean,
yeah.
It just seems like I just sound like, you know, get off my lawn. But at the same time, it seems like it gets earlier and earlier.
It does. So here's the weird thing. A lot of the very people that are complaining about seeing holiday decorations out so early are buying those. Mm. They're buying their holiday gifts. Most people have already started their holiday shopping now. They've already started it now.
Okay.
And a lot of them are done by the time we reach Black Friday. They've already finished it. And so retailers are saying to themselves, well, if people really want to shop early, I have to have merchandise for them to buy. And some of that merchandise looks holiday-ish, frankly.
Right.
And to a lot of consumers, it's offensive because they feel like that holiday is being given short shrift. And yet, at the same time, they want it.
Okay. So you're saying that the supply is following the demand mm-hmm. in the marketplace. So if I see that and I'm kind of disgruntled about it, mm-hmm. maybe I should be disgruntled at the people shopping next to me rather than the store?
Well, I don't know if I'd even be disgruntled about them because, you know, so I did interview a group of people 2 years ago on this topic, those that were for, those that are against, and they all had the same motivation. So the people that like to shop early, a lot of their motivation was this holiday is so precious to me. My time with my family is so precious to me. I don't want to be running around like a crazy procrastinator. I want to do it early so that I can enjoy the holidays. So actually, they have the same motivation in a lot of ways as the people that kind of want to protect the sanctity of the holiday by waiting for merchandise to be brought out later. So those people are also upset because they feel like the tradition and the meaning of the holiday is lost and it's become really commercial because people are buying things too early. Actually, what I found is that everybody is pretty respectful of the holiday. They just go about it differently.
Hmm.
But I think the part that's cool to me is that everybody cares so much, that it's so important to them that we have this time to connect with other people and that the emotion and meaning of the holiday is not lost.
Now, your area of expertise and several books, you have the new column at Time Magazine as well. It's about emotionality and consumerism and how we relate to, you know, our world in a lot of ways. I mean, we are a post-manufacturing society. 71% of the economy is based on consumer sentiment and spending. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge thing. Nice market, by the way. Good job.
Thank you.
So, okay, I'm going to ask a personal front page question. I shop throughout the year so that I don't have to worry about it during the end of the year in Q4 as to how my holiday spending is going to go. So am I emotionally detached from what I need to be, or am I just planning?
I would call you a really good planner. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have that mentality of, oh, I just can't stand like having to rush out and just buy any old thing at full price. I really like to plan ahead. And, you know, actually, if everybody shopped like that, I think people would probably waste less money. They'd be more judicious spenders. The problem is that a lot of people really like the thrill and the enjoyment of shopping during the holidays and having the decorations out and so on.
Yeah.
I think what we need is just a live and let live sort of thing, like rather than to feel like we need to judge somebody that's shopping differently from us or ourselves.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, to just go, hey, this works for me. So, you know, whatever.
Well, I do try to plan ahead, but before I break my arm patting myself on the back, I also tend to do impulse buying like a lot off of my phone digitally. Like the one – I think we talked the last time about one click and I can buy whatever. It's just too easy. The bar to entry is just so low that online shopping has become something that is feeding the impulses. Now, and again, we're back up against the holidays. We have a Black Friday coming up. So what are your thoughts around that, or what have you seen in the data when it comes to online shopping around this time of year?
Right, exactly. So this to me is – the biggest, hugest, most important shift in consumer psychology, which is not just that people can shop online, but what that does to their mentality and sense of power as a shopper. So this is really when the power shifted from retailers saying, well, here's what we have to offer and here's what we're going to charge and you guys come running to us, to consumers really having all the power and saying, here's what I'd like to buy, here's what I'd like to pay. Let's see if you can come up with that for me. Because if you can't, I can find somebody that can. So this shift and sense of empowerment that consumers have and their ability to shop anywhere, anytime, at any retailer around the world or a private craft manufacturer, all these options open to them really has kind of given them this sense of their own sort of power and ability to change the marketplace.
Fully mea culpa. I have stopped taking my smartphone with me to bed before I go to sleep because I will think of like, oh, I really could use one of the, and I don't really need that. I need to pause, don't I? First of all, don't take a smartphone to bed, people. It's just bad news to begin with. But when it comes to shopping, I really just need to step back.
Yeah. So anything you can do to put a little bit of time between that impulse to buy, that excitement, that like thrill of, oh, I want that, and actually buying that helps you make better decisions. So it used to be we had to, like, you know, get to the mall, look at it, you know, wait in line. You know, back in the old day, people even had to, like, write out slips. And during all that period of time, you have time to kind of think, do I really want it? Do I want to change your mind? And a lot of people did. So inputting your credit number, you know, number by number, not storing it actually in your phone, not shopping, you know, on your phone, but like giving yourself times and places where you're allowing yourself to shop, sort of putting boundaries around when and how you're going to shop, making a list and sticking to that list. Like, if it's not on my list, I'm not going to buy it. Or allowing yourself, like, I get a certain amount of money every week that I can just spend frivolously, whether it's on coffee or a watch strap or whatever. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm not going to do it. Like, giving yourself boundaries, that helps too. And it's got to be a flexible enough budget that you don't feel like you're never going to be able to do it. You have to be successful. So you've got to give yourself a budget you can really live with, which for most people does include the ability to buy things impulsively.
We'll see how this goes. Dr. Kit Yarrow, it's great to meet you in person.
Likewise, Jason.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Kit Yarrow. She's a consumer psychologist, a multi-talented author, and a new weekly columnist for Time Magazine. There are links to all of her good work at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. And this segment and all segments are archived at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. Coming up after this short break, part two of holiday shopping for the week. Just how, when, and where to snag those online deals. We're going to dig into the data with Adobe after we cut away for a second. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.